Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Back to the latest weekend sports talk with the Dopey Millennials Show.
Dump the old ish, upgrade to the new.
From Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
He's back home. Of course, I'm talking about Miguel Almirón, who was able to officially announce coming to Atlanta United this week. The big, exciting piece that had been reported for weeks. And I had grown tired of the reports. I was like, when can we just finally make this thing official? It happened this week as Miggy was met at the airport. Really cool scene, man. Incredible from Atlanta fans to show up like they did and, just shower him with gifts and wanting to take photos and all that sort of thing. But it really feels like the new era of Atlanta United is on its way being built. And another piece of that was this week with Miguel Almirón. It's the Dopey Millennial Show. I'm Caleb Johnson here with you as we're going for just a little less than an hour to go. And to break it all down of what's happening with this team, what's going to be happening in less than an hour, none better than Jason Longshore, our Atlanta United analyst, who's joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Jason, feels like, you know, just it doesn't get any more exciting than where this team is at right now. Hope towards the future, given what we've seen in the past. Obviously, fans remember that Miguel was part of bringing a championship to Atlanta. However, time did go on, and we're now, 6 years past from that. What's kind of the realistic expectations of this version of Miggy coming back to Atlanta now versus the first time around?
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before I jump into that, I have to give whoever picked Cool Breeze, Watch for the Hook, massive shout out.
That was Noel, of course. Music.
Yes, thank you, Noel. You rock, as always. It's hard to say until we see him in this group because, it's 6 years, like you said. Like, you're not faster 6 years later, you're going to lose a step somewhere along the way. Father Time always steals that from you. But playing in the best league in the world, you're going to pick up expertise. You're going to be smarter about situations. You're going to be used to playing at a very fast pace, both physically and mentally. You're going to be sharper, and that's something Chris Henderson has talked about. You're going to be a little more technical. You're going to be a little bit cleaner on the ball with those kinds of reps, that much experience. So it's hard to say exactly what to expect. I think expecting him to be just like he was you know, an MLS Cup in 2018 is not fair. That's setting an unfair expectation. But can he be better in some ways while also acknowledging that he's older? Yeah, I think so. It's going to be fascinating. You know, I mean, this wasn't a move that was really on the radar when the season ended. And it all came together where Charlotte chased him but couldn't get a deal done. They end up letting Atlanta go for it. Charlotte folks feel happy with getting Wilfred Zaha. I think Atlanta folks feel extremely happier in getting Miguel Almiron back home.
Yeah, I might have texted a mutual friend of ours and said, how's the consolation prize? And he felt a little differently about how that worked out in Charlotte. But
I think I might know our mutual friend, yes.
Yeah. All right, Jason, when it, you know, obviously there's the excitement of what Miggy brings to this club, whether he is, you know, that level of player or not, he's going to be able to bring an impact to this team. I guess I want to get the, what I quote unquote bad out of the way just to talk about last week. This is a match that I was completely out of pocket working on Hawk stuff, so I did not get a chance to watch. I do the thing that a lot of casual fans might do and see the final score, and I'm like, huh, that's kind of weird. I didn't expect that. You're playing a lesser club in Chattanooga. Obviously, the goal is to just get out there, get everybody's legs out from underneath them. But what was kind of your takeaway through seeing the club in that first bit of action and what you expect to be different today?
Yeah, today I'm hoping to see the team a little bit fitter. I'm hoping to see the team a little more explosive in different ways. I think it's, you know, fair to expect those things to be lacking in game one when you've had, you know, not even double digit training sessions up to that point. There were elements that I liked. I think the storyline coming out of it for me, and it might just be me kind of trying to figure out what this team's going to look like under Ronnie Dyla and what's different and what's similar. I think you're going to see a push pull, a seesaw all season long in terms of control. And that's not purely possession, but possession is part of it, and keeping the ball and not letting the opposition have the ball to create things. I think they did a good job of that in the first half, but they didn't really create a lot either going the other way. They were safe, I think is the way to put it. In the second half, it was more wide open. It was riskier. I thought you saw the Atlanta group in the second half press a little more intensely, also be a little more direct, a little more north-south, and get forward faster. But here's what happens with that. When it turns over, you're more exposed.
Sure.
So it's that balancing act all season long for me of how much control do you want to have? And maybe more importantly, when do you want to have that? And how much openness and risk do you want to bring into the mix? So that's going to be like my story that I'm looking for all year. And I want to see a better balance of that today. I want to see the team get forward a little bit quicker on a more regular basis. But also, when that's not on, be smart. Don't risk needlessly. Be intelligent in your decision making.
Yeah, I think I liked hearing from head coach Ronnie Dyla when he was talking about being bored at all the backwards passing. It was kind of one of those, like, as a fan, I like hearing that because, you know, there's a lot of us who remember the heyday of this club, if we can call it that, of a, you
it's
know, a very
funny how those memories get twisted a little bit, though.
They do.
Because when you go
I
back
know.
And look at 17 and 18 on the season and you look at how much possession they had, it was a lot.
Yeah.
And at times it was keeping the ball to keep it. But I think what you remember, and yeah, look, some of this is going to be Miguel Almiron coming back into the team. I think Saba fits the style as well. You know, what you remember is those moments where it opened. It's the times passed long enough to where we forget the times you got exposed and gave up bad goals.
Yeah.
You forget maybe how much at times the team was intelligent in keeping the ball, keeping possession, recycling it. But when they went forward, it was explosive. I hope you can find that kind of balance with this group, because I think this group really suits that. I think that's how Ronnie Dyla wants to play. You know, he wants them to take risks. You get into the regular season and you get into a game where you have a 2-1 lead, then we're having a different conversation and you want to be bored. You know, like that's all of this balancing act. It's going to be a really interesting first few months as you get Almiron back into the mix, you get Dyla's imprint on the team, and they find that balance of when to go and when to be a little safe, a little boring.
Talking with Jason Longshore on the WadeFor.com hotline. Jason, of course, Atlanta United analyst. He's going to get ready to call today's game at 4:30 over on Atlanta United's website. He's also the host of Atlanta Soccer Tonight. You can listen in to on Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Jason, Miggy was obviously the really exciting, you know, shiny piece to get signed. But there is this continued rumor that I've seen of a name like, I believe it is Emmanuel Latti-Leth. I don't know
Latti-Leth.
If I
pronounce it.
Latti-Leth.
Yeah. You're,
okay.
You're close. You're good. You're
almost.
Good.
Almost there. do you think that kind of potential has the rumblings of something to happen? And what type of player is Latti-Leth that he is garnering the types of numbers that I've seen of like $20 million or something like that?
Yeah, he's an interesting one, and the whole situation is really interesting to try to make sense of it in a really short period of time, because there are so many layers to this. It would actually be a really good documentary or a dramatized series of how this has played out. Reporting the last from reputable sources was actually not that long ago. Tom Bogert of Give Me Sport said that everything is still moving in the right direction for this deal to get done, and does want to make the move. Well, reporting out of Italy, even going back to yesterday, was that the player wasn't sure about making the move. The reason why it's important that that came out of Italy is that's where his agent is from. That's where he developed, at Atalanta. It's been a really interesting situation where maybe parts of the media are getting used for different, you know, by different clubs or the player or the player's agent. So Tom Bogert has been consistent with this, saying that everything is roughly agreed to. It's down to the final details. There has been that pretty consistently come out of Italy, where the agent's from, that maybe it's not quite as close. There's a little bit of a clock on it, not on the Atlanta side, because you can add players up through the end of this window in like April. So you've got time. The clock is on the Middlesbrough side, where he currently plays, because if they're going to replace him, which they would absolutely do, especially with to get that check, they're running out of time because their window closes on Monday. So getting down to a decision there, that doesn't mean they wouldn't sell him after the window, but it would be a little bit harder move to make for them to justify doing that, where they're trying the Premier League. It's complicated. It's good more drama, possibly, depending on if you're reading the Italian Twitter accounts out there.
Sure.
But it's going to be a fascinating one. He's the one that seems like everybody's locked in on, and I think he's a really good fit on the field. You just want to get him in here as soon as you can.
Is that drama, like, is it money? Like, is this what we're really kind of going back and forth with, or is it more to that?
I think money's part of it. I do think that this is a player who in the last transfer window was hours away from making a move to a Premier League club in Ipswich. Middlesbrough did not make the move at that point. This was in August, because the offer came too late for them to get a replacement. This has been different. This has been offer on the table for quite a while, but something has held it up. And I don't know what that is. I don't know exactly how this is going to play out. It just, there isn't another offer that we know of for him to Middlesbrough. A Premier League club has not come in. Does it mean that they won't between now and Monday? No, that could happen. You could have an injury this weekend, for example, and then somebody might have to make a panic buy. Things happen. But it's not done yet, and I wonder if it's being drawn out because the player is still maybe crossing, or the agent maybe in this case, is crossing their fingers, hoping for a Premier League offer at the 11th hour.
Sure. No, that makes sense. And look, we're very familiar with whether it's the NFL or whether it's the NBA of holding out, waiting for that better deal to come around. We'll have to see. All right, Jason, before I let you go, League's Cup, new format this year. if I were to ask you to just, in as few words as possible, kind of explain what the change is that we're going to see this year in Leagues Cup?
You're hitting me with all the hard questions to answer in a few words. Basically, I really like it. You're going to play more Liga MX teams. You're not going to have the group stage games against fellow MLS teams that are kind of weird, kind of awkward. So you're going to play three Liga MX teams in the group stage, and then if you get to the quarterfinals, you would play another one. That's what people want in this tournament. I think that's going to help make it more interesting.
Okay.
I'm pumped about it, so I want to see it.
Yeah, it felt like the seeding was one of those where, as you mentioned, you know, you get MLS team against MLS team, but it's not in league play. It was kind of a strange type of situation. I like that. Okay, that feels a lot better. You know, kind of getting the cross league competition, as you mentioned, that we're all excited for. All right, outside of the Miguel signing, who should Atlanta fans really start to focus on as this season, you know, as we're getting through these, what, six preseason games? Is there that player that maybe hasn't gotten the attention or is new to the team that should get some of that love?
I'll give Kevin Egan a big shout out. He jumped on an Atlanta Soccer Tonight special after the Almiron deal got finalized, and we were talking about that, and he mentioned Bartosz Schlisz, a player that you know, we talked about a lot late last season.
Mm-hmm.
I think the system can really suit him. I think getting Mateusz Klich in here, a fellow former member of the Polish national team, they didn't quite cross over there, but somebody that Schlisz has looked up to in his career, somebody with a ton of experience, I think that's going to help Schlisz. Just having a year under his belt in MLS, I think, is going to help him. He will be a very, very important part. We talked about balance. He's going to be so important in setting that balance in the midfield, sitting a little bit deeper, and really protecting this back line a little bit.
All right. That is Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst, as well as host of Atlanta Soccer Tonight, Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Jason, appreciate you joining the show. And also, what's Atlanta United... .com is where people can watch today for Atlanta and Birmingham?
Yeah, ATLUTD.com/live, and we'll push that out on myself and Mike's social media accounts as well.
All right, perfect. Appreciate you joining the show.
Appreciate it.